there's no better feeling than a personal win. And the State Farm Personal Price Plan can help you do just that. Talk to a State Farm agent today to learn how you can bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
The pride, passion, and pageantry of college football lives here. This is the Paul Feinbaum Show, Hour 4 podcast.
This might be college football heaven.
And welcome back here on a very busy Thursday afternoon. Let's check in with Legend. Good afternoon. I'll try that again. Legend is next.
Can you hear me, Paul?
I can. You...
Okay, man. Scared me there for a minute. I thought my new iPhone, that went crazy again.
You're on.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. Hey, Paul, you know, I've always thought in my life, you know, your own arrogance can be your worst enemy. Don't you agree with that?
Oh, no doubt.
Do you think that's the case with Patino in Kentucky? Do you think Patino's arrogance over the year is now coming back to bite him in the butt? Do you think that's the biggest problem with Patino going to Kentucky?
Yeah, I mean, it could be. I mean, I think his age works against him. Not many 71-year-olds get hired as basketball coaches in college, maybe in the NBA. He's got a pretty sordid reputation, too.
Yeah, but... seems like nobody wants that job. They on number 5 or 6. I'm number 87. I might best try to get a call. I'll take you back to glory, Kentucky. I'll bring you back. Yeah, I'll bring you back, baby. I'll bring you back. Hey, Paul, you know, I was married to a woman in Searcy, Arkansas for 3 years. I spent 3 years in Arkansas. And, I just have to say, I was never so glad to get back to Alabama. Woo! Never so glad, baby. Never so very glad. But I heard the lady ask the question, who could Coach Calipari whip? And I'd like to ask you, do you think Calipari could whoop Nate Oates? What's your opinion in a cage match? How you think that one would go?
I think Nate Oates might be pretty tough.
Yeah, I think Coach Oates put a country boy ass whooping on him. Shout out to that Hall of Famer, Charles Realtown. Shout out, brother. What about Bruce Pearl? You think he won Bruce Pearl?
Maybe one day, but that might have been 30 pounds ago.
Yeah, Bruce Pearl seemed like the kind of fella you get in a fight with. He'd be running, hiding behind a chair, or, you know, <He'd> be, trying to get behind you or something.
He would be trying to negotiate.
Yeah, he does absolutely negotiate. You know, I was with my great friends Kip Kiefer and Tony Curry today doing some stuff with ABC, and Tony Curry made the statement that he thinks Bruce Pearl is the perfect choice for Kentucky. Do you agree with that or not?
I think there's a chance they could come to him because, I mean, he has that bombastic personality, and he certainly, I think he'd be pretty well received, too.
Yeah, I mean, they're getting down about 6 or 7.
Yeah, no, at this point, Bucky McMillan might be a candidate. and by the way, I don't mean that as a shot at Bucky. I just, he's the kind of guy that if you're going to take a chance on, you should.
Yeah, I think so. Go young. Go excited. I mean, yeah. But I'm down at 87, Kentucky, waiting on the call. I'll come out of retirement for you, baby. I believe in the Big Blue. I believe in the Big Blue. Hey, Paul, Jalen Melrose, what a great guy. Don't you agree?
Man, that was fun. I really, we love talking to the players, but he made it so easy.
Yeah, I'm so proud that he's the leader of our program. And while that segment was on, there's a couple numbers that really stood out to me that y'all put at the bottom of the screen. One was 8-0 in the SEC. You know, they talked all this stuff about Saban and stuff last year, but that's pretty impressive, 8-0 in the SEC, baby. That's pretty impressive.
It really is.
And then the other number that stood out to me was the Boers, 105-12. Man, that's a hell of a record for a coach.
That is big-time number.
Coaching Pee-wee. I don't care if you coach the Pee-wee, brother. That is a big-time number right there. But I'm so excited for Saturday. I heard Andy Staples talk about Caleb Odom, the big freshman down there, 6'5", 220, run a 4.440. I had a friend down there that got to see the practice the other day, and he said he's the nearest thing to Julio Jones that he's seen at Alabama.
Ooh,
since Julio left.
I like that.
So, yeah, I love that. He also told me about a kid named Red Morgan, said he's a safety, a freshman, and said that Red is a throwback
that
player.
That is a big,
dog.
That's a big position right now.
Yeah, well, you got South, and they moved Malachi Moore to free safety, and you got the kid South coming in from Michigan. So I feel pretty good about the safeties. I'm just a little concerned about the true freshmen. You know, they got 3 5-star true freshmen at cornerback that came out of Saban recruiting classes. But really excited about, well, I love what he said, the best offense in the nation. Is there a better backfield than Jam and Justice and Jalen Melroe? Is there a better backfield in the nation, Paul?
Pretty
maybe
good.
Georgia could argue. Maybe Georgia could argue, but that's pretty good to have the best offense in the nation. And like you said, man, I think Alabama is going to shock some people. And hey, before I get off, Chris from South Carolina, man, I think he's one of the great new callers. Don't you agree, Paul?
No, he's emerged, and you can tell. I mean, we like him.
Yeah, I like him too, man. I really like him. But the problem is, Chris, the thing about Dabo, I mean, Georgia's going to beat you by about 30, dude. He had a situation. Hey, Kate Klubnik still a quarterback down there, Paul? Hey, Kate Klubnik.
Yeah, he was as of last Saturday at the spring game.
Yeah, you know, that name just sounds like an interception. Kate Klubnik plays back. He looks downfield. He throws right to the other team again. Yep, that just sounds like an interception to me, Chris. That just sounds like an interception. And hey, Paul Fry, get off. When are you going to bring back the Fine Bomb Hall of Fame? Ain't it about time for another induction?
Oh, yeah. No, we'll be doing that this summer. We just got over that. Listen, we're still paying for the caller bracket. I mean, we've lost 3 callers as a result of you winning.
Well, you know, that happens. It's going to happen. But let me just say this. Matter of fact, talking about the Hall of Fame, I got 3 recently retired guys I'd like to recommend. Put them in! They retired, baby. They retired. Melrose, love you, baby. Everybody come down and see Coach the Boy Saturday. It's the beginning of a new era. And you know, eras at Alabama ain't nothing but championships, baby. Woo! Matter of fact, let me say this before I get off. Coach Cal, I don't think you can whoop anybody's ass in the SEC, you old man. Woo! Well, I'm out, baby. That was out the building.
Squirrel is up next.
Man, what an honor to follow my black hat brother. But, you know, he mentioned Charles from Realtown. And if you'll check your timing, Paul, you haven't heard from Charles since I put that beat down on him in the and upset him in the collar bracket.
You're right. You're right.
2 or 3 years ago.
And I was not far from Charles the other day, and I almost ran over to Dadeville to see if I could find him. But, we literally have not heard from this guy in 2 years.
If you see him, tell him I said hello. But again, I-Man has not retired, and I don't want to put his personal business out there. But he happened to give me a call yesterday, a few minutes after the show was over, and he said, "Squirrel, you nailed it, man." He says, "I hadn't quit." He said, "I just got aggravated with Paul. I got fed up. And I was about to start cussing, and I just bailed out." And you know, I can understand that. And you know, we had a long discussion about, you know, the double standards of this show and the double standards of life and things like that, and how, you know, our calls aren't going to solve the world, and that we just really need to get back into the the fun side of them. And, you know, we had a long, nice talk. You'd have been proud.
Well, I'm glad to hear that because I mean, it's too valuable to leave the same day as Jim.
Well, Jim's pissy, and I-Man's not. So you expect Jim to quit. I-Man would never quit. You know, I would never quit. You've never heard me mention those words. We're callers. We're not employees. We can't quit, for one thing. And we can just not call anymore. But he's not an everyday caller. Some of these grown men pleading for him to call in, I mean, some days he calls in, some days he don't. I mean, you guys need to check yourselves. Thanks for taking my call. Aloha.
Thank you very, very much. John is up next in Kentucky. Hey, John.
Hey, Paul. How are you doing?
Thanks
for taking my call, sir.
Thank you.
The reason I was calling, I caught only a part of Cal's news conference, I guess, whether it was yesterday or today, but, you know, talking about players first. And, you know, players come first and so forth. And in the military, we were taught mission first, people always. And to me, the mission of a coach is to win as many games as possible. And that includes going all the way up into the tournaments, you know, conference and so forth. But then people always, and you get the players, you know, you recruit them, you know, train them, practice them, make them better players, better students, and better students, you know, better citizens, which is fine, which the coaches should do. But the number one thing is for coaches to win games. That's my perception.
No, I agree with you on that. And I think he really upset a lot of people when he just kept perpetuating the NBA draft as the ticket to success, when every Kentucky fan looks up and sees banners at Rupp Arena as the ultimate determinator.
Exactly. And once they do that, then the players will, you know, will succeed and go to the NBA and so forth, makes them, you know, better, you know, makes them, you know, lottery picks and so forth, you know, because if you think about it, when the championships, the Final Fours and so forth, we had a bunch. Now, of course, we've had some afterwards too, but, you know, look at the heyday.
Well said. Thank you very, very much. Really appreciate your call. We head to the break. We have 45 minutes remaining here on a Thursday afternoon. We've already had Brian Kelly on, Jalen Milroe, Dane Key from Kentucky, and we are back right after this.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to jetspizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be. Is your schedule too packed to see a doctor about your erectile dysfunction? Well, with Hims, now you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. They're changing men's healthcare by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment options such as chewable hard mints, brand-name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. The process is simple and entirely online. Just answer a series of questions and a medical provider will determine the right treatment option. If prescribed, your medication ships to you free. No insurance needed. So what are you waiting for? Join the hundreds of thousands of trusted Hims subscribers and get treated. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Paul. That's hims.com/Paul for your personalized ED treatment options. hims.com/Paul. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies on product and subscription plan.
And we are back, and JV is in Evansville, Indiana. You're on the air. Go right ahead.
Hey, Paul. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you.
I'm sure I'm the first one to call in about the Coach Cal situation.
Sure.
First off, I wanted to say, sad to see him go. And he looks pretty red, or looks pretty bad in Arkansas red.
doesn't fit very well. With that being said, I'm going to miss him. I think he did a hell of a job. Take the last 4 years out of it. I know it was a little rocky, but the man went to 4 out of 5 Final Fours right there. Heck, he went to 15 years, 4 Final Fours. That's a quarter of them. He's the second winning coach in Kentucky's history. So, I mean, right behind Rupp. I think we got a lot of delusional fans sometimes. It's like winning championships hard, despite what UConn's been doing. You know, Kentucky's won 8 of them, something like 100 years. I think Rupp did 4 of them, last one in 58. Then we went 20 years. Hall got one in 78. Then we went about another 20 years. I'm lucky enough to see 3 of them in my lifetime, but, I mean, that's tough. He put one of them up. I don't know. I don't see the hate that all these fans are putting on him. So I think it's kind of tough. Expectations are definitely harder at Kentucky, but 4 years and then fans kind of turn their back on him. Just pretty much run him out of town. I don't know, Paul. Seems a little unfair. Since COVID happened, seems like most of basketball's changed. You got 5-year seniors here. For me, it's like just give him a chance, which it seems like they were going to. Kentucky was going to let him ride another year. If things didn't go out the way that they wanted to, I'm sure that would have been his last year. He left on his own term, took the Arkansas job. So, you know, I think Kentucky did the right thing in trying to bring him back one more year, despite what most fans think. You know, you look at what UConn did in 25 years. That's tough. That's past expectations. It's historic. You're talking like UCLA stuff now. I don't think that should be the expectation, but I don't know, Paul. What do you think?
Hey, you know, JV, you make a lot of sense, and I think we all get caught up in the two. I mean, what you said really grabbed my attention, though, the fact that he had 4 Final Fours in 5 years. I mean, that was just so incredible, a little bit Patino-like, and you mentioned Wooden and others. Thank you for the call. Fred is up next in Texas. Hey, Fred.
Paul, my brother, thank you for taking my call.
Thank you.
You know, Paul, today the Masters kicked off. We've got Tiger Woods attempting to make the cut. He's done it 24 times. I believe the record is 27. And as you know, he's had all these health issues, and he's still out there trying to get it. And I see that Mike Tyson, he's scheduled to fight Jake Paul in Arlington this summer, a man 30 years his junior. And I ask myself, what keeps them going? They've won titles, championships, have generational wealth. We saw Nick Saban retire. Of course, he won't be back. And we've had a recent spate of caller retirees. And so that led me to my question, Paul. It's a two-parter. And first is, what do people like Mike Tyson and Tiger Woods have left to prove that gets them out of bed in the morning? And the second part is, what does Paul Feinbaum have in common with Mike Tyson and Tiger Woods that keeps him getting out of the bed in the morning to do this?
Hey, Fred, before I answer, let me offer, I think it was last year, I had the opportunity to interview Roy Jones Jr., the great boxer.
Sure.
And he said, you know, he and Tyson had some exhibition about a year or two ago.
Right.
And he said in his entire life, he had never felt a fiercer blow than one of the shots that Tyson hit right to his midsection. He said, I've never been in more pain. And that's a guy that fought all over the world. But so I don't know whether Tyson can make it or not. What motivates me is a genuine love for what we do here every day. It's unique. It's not cookie cutter. It's something that collectively all of us here created. We were able to transform it from a smaller market radio show to a regional show to what we have here, and that is incredibly exciting. We all go through a lot here every day, and it saddens me when we hear a Larry say what he had to say, and I hope he'll be back. But this is fun for me. I don't look at this as a job.
Well, I tell you, and to echo Squirrel, I also had a chance yesterday to speak with Larry from Shelby, who, again, is I consider him a friend. I think he would say the same thing, and just love him to death. And I would say this, Paul, as it relates to what you do, and I'll just have one follow-up, and then I'll hang up. But what you have here, it's not a television show per se. It is, of course, it's televised. People see it all around the world. But as I said yesterday, it's more than that because of the community that you have. And I guess if you were summing it all up and you had to say, what is the mission of this show? Why do people follow it? Why do they watch it day after day, week after week, where they can get the sports news anywhere they want? What is it that's special about what you have? And is it maybe something related to the mission you have with this show that's a little different than any other show?
Well, Fred, I think you said it. I'll try not to hyperbolize on the family aspect of it, but you understand that because you've been to events with the callers on this show. But it is very family-like, and I think that's why we have these vicious arguments. That's pretty authentic. I mean, how many may not happen in every family, but it's happened in mine. Yours, Randy? This is just part of life. But I do feel it though. I mean, even with the notorious Jim from Tuscaloosa, he may hate me, but I don't hate him. I value what he has brought to this show over the many, many years, and I've often gone to the nth degree to try to bring him back because even if no one else sees the value, I do.
Well, I'll tell you this, and you said it yesterday, but I think the one thing that didn't get said is that I'm old enough to remember when Jim from Tuscaloosa was, to quote him, was radio gold.
He was.
And when he called, let me tell you, people stopped, paused. It didn't matter whether you agreed with him or not, because mostly you weren't going to agree with him, at least that was for me. But for Jim, if he's out there listening, I'm sure he is, I miss having Jim bring the radio gold aspect when he brought it, when he was at his peak doing what he did. Same thing with all the other callers. And Paul, because you have this venue and because you still have that line open for all of them, including my good brother Larry, that is why you, Paul Feinbaum, are a great American. I love you, brother. Talk to you soon. Love all you callers.
Thank you, Fred. Cat Daddy is up next. The real Cat Daddy.
Yeah, I heard about that the other day. Fella called up there imitating me.
But hey,
I
guess that's you've heard it. Imitation is the most sincere form of flattery. When they start doing imitations of you, Cat Daddy, you've made it.
That's exactly what Velveeta said. She said that it's a form of flattery. And so, anyway, I'm so upset about Larry and Darryl and everybody quitting your show. I just want to let you know, Ms. Feinbaum, Cat Daddy is not ever going to quit your show. We might disagree with what we're talking about, but I ain't going to quit your show on it because of it, and I didn't quit your show because I didn't win your contest you had. I mean, Legend's a great caller, and he's a great winner, and I just hate all these people that are leaving. What do you think's causing that?
Well, I think we'll move past it, but the problem is we have this contest every year, and the wrong thing happened. It should be fun. Instead, I mean, I've had texts from people saying, "How come I'm not in it? How come?" I mean, it's just entertainment, okay? We will move on, and we may have to send a search party. You want to go with me tomorrow to Larry's house, and what do we need, a 6-pack or a 12-pack? We'll be right back, is what we'll do right after this message.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
And we are back just talking during that break, a recap of our earlier conversation with Jalen Milroe about the Gravedigger play, the 4th-and-31 that broke Auburn's heart. I-Man is up next.
Well, good afternoon there, Paul Feinbaum. I was talking to Alex off the air in the... And he put me on hold, and all of a sudden this voice said, you know, who should call in? You should call in if you've been injured, and it could be worth money. And I'm thinking, okay, that's me. I'm worth money. I'm calling in. I mean, it was programmed for me to call in and you to give me my NIL check, and I'm not going to have anything less. And you know, when it comes to me quitting, I like the way people just assume they know really what's going on. I'm not your normal everyday person out there. I'm a little above the cutting curve of the crew. And why would I quit at this point in time? I mean, the Bama season is fixing to come up. They're going to get the ass kicked 5 or 6 times. I can't leave all of this valuable information to the other callers, although they're great callers. I'm fixing to turn the orchestra. I'm fixing to go George Martin on the Bama fans and these 3-chord guitar players, and I'm going to turn the orchestra loose on them because I'm going to have one hell of a time this football season. And I'm just sitting here just biding my time. And know what happened the other day? I just got tired of the conversation. Because, you know, 10 years ago, a comment that Staley made, you would have called her up personally and said, woman, what the hell are you talking about? And as smart a woman as she is, and as much as she's championed women's sports, she should have told that guy to shut the fire truck up. But she didn't. And you know, now she's where she's at. Hell, they ought to fire her. I mean, if we're going to be provocative, let's just be damn provocative. They ought to fire her for not telling them to shut the fire truck up. No, Paul, why would I quit? I told you
well,
before.
Well, what happened was, you. I mean, we had two other people quit within a few minutes of your phone call.
Well, and I started to call you back yesterday, and then I heard Larry call in. I thought, Mr. Pitiful. I mean, you know, Otis Redding had a song about Mr. Pitiful. Then Jim called in. I thought, well, I'm not going to have anything. I'm just going to sit back, and I'm going to wait till the appropriate time. I'm going to let things simmer down. The problem is, Paul, we've got a lot of the politically incorrectness going on in this world outside of this show. And some of that political incorrectness is trying to bleed over into these conversations. And it just, for the lack of a better term, it pisses me off that we don't have enough common sense for the political incorrectness in this world to just shut the hell up and go away, because it's all nonsense. Everybody needs special rules. Everybody needs something special. You even told Miro, and that wasn't luck. The hell it wasn't luck. It was offensive pass interference. And Miro's standing there like he's the champion of something. The champion of squat. I mean, it was pass interference all day long, and it would have been called any other time. But because it's Bammer and the little fella is up there, I mean, it came down to this. Either if Auburn kicks Alabama's ass, and they were fixing to until pass interference came along, Georgia was going to be the only hope the SEC had for the 14 playoff. If Bama wins that game, then there's possibility that there may be 2 teams. But it didn't work out that way. And you know, Miro, he's just another flash in the pan. He's nothing special. And I heard him talking about, you know, it's a team and all that. He's the guy that hijacked the team last year. He's one of the main reasons the little fella quit. I mean, going to the offensive coordinator and saying, listen, we don't run them plays. We're going to do these plays, and I don't run at practice. Telling the offensive coordinator what he's going to do, and then he's going to come up in here like he's some kind of champion, pat me on my back, look at me, I throw the grave dig. Nobody gives a damn about your grave digging pass interference pass. Just shut the hell up, and let's just see how things turn out right now. Because I'm telling you,
I'm going when Alabama starts hitting about that fifth loss, I'm going to own this damn place. And these three chord guitar players that are coming in here, Sweet Home Alabama, and that Neil Diamond song, whatever the hell it is. I mean, what is the reason for that damn song anyway? I mean, it's a great tune by a great artist. But how did that song morph into "We Are the Champions" and that kind of thing?
Sweet
That's
Caroline.
A serious damn. Yeah, yeah. I mean, what's so?
Red Sox started so playing unique it, so did everybody else.
I mean, why didn't you just play "Old Man" by Neil Young? I mean, least have something that was fairly reasonable hit. But Paul, I'm telling you, I'm fixing to orchestrate this damn thing, and I'm gonna take this thing over.
You are back. The reports of your death have been greatly exaggerated.
Well, I mean, that's what the knuckle draggers do when they're licking the winders and they're assuming. They're making an ass out of themselves. They don't know what they're talking about. And I'm telling you, Paul, I never liked him anyway. I don't care who you like. Does that make sense? I don't care. I didn't come on to be a role model for you. I came on to take and make a phone call. That's all I am. I'm a caller. This ain't my family, and you ain't my cousins, and you ain't my sisters and my brothers, and I got no damn black hats for you. I ain't giving you nothing. I'm simply a caller to a program. War Damn Eagle, have a good day.
We'll take a break. I-Man returns with vengeance. We'll take time out. So we've now lost only two callers, Jim and Larry, who have both called in after they quit. We will be back. Final few minutes of the program straight ahead.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue, and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
John is up next. AJ is up next. I almost jumped the gun there. AJ, go right ahead.
Waza. It's waza.
I'm sorry. Ooh. Larry is calling.
Ooh, yeah, this is Larry call.
Hey, Larry.
Mom, I'm going to tell you something. I ain't going to quit. Fine, Mom, I had to drive up here. I took my boat and put it in the water. Fine, Mom, and I come up here, AJ's, because he's my favorite caller. I love him to death. And shout out to Legend over there for whipping my ass, but in a call bragging. But, Fine Bomb, I love you. I love the show, Fine Bomb. And I ain't never going to quit this thing. So don't let everybody tell you everything. But, Paul, I want to make this cage match a little bit enticing here.
Hey, by the way, just as a warning, John is the next caller.
I hope John is the next caller, because I'm fixing to give him a little bit of help here, Paul, if you will. Let me segue on over here for just a moment here, Paul. Okay, the cage match, the steel box. Let's do this, Paul. Since I've already done the research on John, he can't even run to the mailbox. So let's add Johnny B. Johnny B's really rubbed my ass the wrong way here lately, Paul. And so I want to say this. So what we'll do, Paul, you set this up, Paul, in a steel cage match. You go ahead and give Johnny B as his tag team partner,
And then we can't leave out John. If you got Johnny B, we can't leave out Ty from Shelby because they're the assless chaps. Cowboys.
AJ, we will handle that. Thanks for the call. John is up next in St. Louis. So hello, John.
Hey, Paul. How are you doing today?
Hey, John.
Anyway, Paul, I'm going to ignore the previous caller today because I want to talk about something serious.
Okay, sure.
Anyway, my comments about the UK job, and again, I don't know any coach that really would want that job with the kind of pressure that the fan base, the administration puts on that program. So what I'm going to recommend to them is, you know, I think you should ask this individual the question and survey the show here is, you know, what about Dawn Staley moving in there and taking that job? You know, she's a risk taker.
Well, I've heard that offered before, but she would not want the job either. She's already got the ideal situation.
Okay. Well, maybe we need to ask
John. They will find someone to take it. Rest assured.
Well, would they take me, Paul?
No, they wouldn't take you, John. But they will take someone else. You okay, John? You sound a little down. Augie is up next.
Boy, Paul, I think the show's running out of steam here as we get.
Yeah, I mean, those two calls together did not add up to one giggle from I-Man's call.
No, damn. I told you I-Man didn't quit. He said he wasn't going to quit, and he's a man of his word, so I knew he'd call back. But, Paul, you had a guy call in from Red Bay today. I couldn't let that go.
Yeah.
And it wasn't Joe.
And he didn't know Joe.
Well, so you asked him that question, and he asked you, well, what's his last name? And you didn't know or you didn't want to give it, which was the right thing to do. But you did have a way to communicate to the guy who Joe was. You've got Joe's picture. You could have superimposed it on the TV because
I'm sure
the guy is watching. And if you show him the picture, I'm sure Handsome Joe's picture is all over Red Bay, in the post office, probably around public schools, maybe churches. So the guy probably would have recognized him, and we could have had a couple of good backstories from that. So you missed an opportunity, and I was really looking forward to hearing more. But, Paul, I got to ask you, every time Todd calls from Shelby, do you cringe?
Off the record, yes.
It's a question I've always wanted to ask you, and since this is sort of the no sport era time of the year, do you ever talk to your wife about the characters you deal with on the show?
I try to avoid the show at all costs once I arrive home.
Does she know what you do for 4 hours a day, the details of who you talk to and what you talk about?
She thinks I'm a I'm a CPA.
I thought you were going to say insurance salesman.
No,
but if you had to, if somebody broke into your house,
season, I'm busy.
Put a gun to your head and said, Feinbaum, you've got to call four of your callers in to have dinner tonight with you and your wife.
Oh.
Which four would you be brave enough to call up and have them eat with you and your wife?
Oh, I want the main event. I want Jim.
Okay.
Larry.
All right.
Which two would you take?
Me?
Legend?
Whoa.
And by the way, everyone connected to me as well. I mean, we've met all these people before. None of this is a surprise.
Who would the fourth one be, though? Your wife's not met him, right?
She's probably met a few.
Oh, really?
Who would the fourth be? What would you say? I-Man? Yeah, I-Man, just to keep it clean.
All right. So what does she think of the company you keep?
Oh, I thought you said, what does she think of the company I work for? The company I keep. I'm sorry.
No,
those are two different issues.
I got to think she thinks highly of the company you work for.
We are all Mickey Mouse fans here.
Just
Well, anyway, Paul, you just need to come up again with some kind of on the summer.
I'll do it, Augie. And by the way, for the record, I did not mention Augie as a dinner companion. But I think I would invite Joey. No, wouldn't you?
Joey.
Joey, I see you're back.
Hey, you ready?
Yeah. Who's that woman in the background?
You know that's my girlfriend, Mayna. Hey, I'm gonna give you something right quick.
Okay.
Legend said the truth. You're the top black hat in the dog, cause you told me, Randy, give him the hotline, and you did, because the other day I called 222 times. I called 27 times a day, and you turned and he answered my phone. He was laughing. And what's funny about it,
Joey,
is
tomorrow I want you to call 333 times.
No, 222 times.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.